Etudes by Fernando Sor, arranged for guitar and string quartet by Roland Dienz. Roland Dienz was the guitarist with the Arthur LeBlanc Quartet. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. If you'd like more information about this week's program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find out about some of the other work we do, including our Music and Medicine program, which presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. You can also find out about our exciting new public television program for PBS stations nationwide. That's called American Classic. That address again is classicalguitaralive.org. We're featuring musical revisions this week, music written by one composer but later changed by another. Next, we'll hear an unfinished work for guitar and string trio by Mexican composer Manuel Ponce. Guitarist and composer Alberto Ubach used Ponce's own beginning material to complete this one-movement piece. We'll hear it performed by guitarist Enno Voorhorst and the string trio of Helene Horst, Edith van Morgastel, and Hans Bodenberg. Thank you. Ponce's unfinished quartet for guitar and strings, as realized by Alberto Ubach. That performance by guitarist Enno Vorhorst with the string trio of Helene Horst, Edith von Morgenstern, and Hans Vordenberg. Next on this look at musical revisions, we'll hear work that has undergone two major changes. In 1588, Arbeau published a set of dances titled Orchestrographie. In 1926, Peter Warlock used these same tunes as the basis for his Capriole Suite for string orchestra. In the 1990s, film orchestrator Patrick Russ adapted the piece for guitar and strings. Christopher Parkening is the guitarist with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, directed by Iona Brown, in Peter Warlock's Capriole Suite. Thank you. Peter Warlock's Capriole Suite, performed by Christopher Parkening, and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, directed by Iona Brown. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. There are many benefits to classical music, such as entertainment and education, but certainly none more worthy than healing. For over 10 years, Classical Guitar Alive has presented hundreds of hospital and hospice performances in its innovative music and medicine program. You can find out more on our website, classicalguitaralive.org. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring musical revisions with Leo Brower's orchestration of the Beatles song Eleanor Rigby by Lennon and McCartney. Manuel Barueco is the guitarist with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jeremy Lubbock. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring musical revisions, we've just heard Leo Brower's orchestration of Eleanor Rigby by Lennon and McCartney. Manuel Barueco was the guitarist with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jeremy Lubbock. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our Music and Medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.